Hello and welcome to our HDS Podcast Spotlight Series. For April and May, we are interviewing several areas within HDS to learn about a few staff members, share the nuances of each area, the connections across HDS, and how we all do our part to support student success. I'm your host, Nicole Reed, and joining me today is staff from University Housing. Hey everyone!
Hello!
Hey. Hello!
We have Helena Gardner, Director of University Housing, Kirsten Kraft, Administrative Coordinator, and Melissa Carlson, Coordinator of Residential Success. Welcome, everyone. I'd like to start by asking Helena to tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you here to CSU.
Thank you, Nicole. Well, as you said, I'm Helena, and I am originally from Detroit, and I have lived in many states, but I claim Detroit as home. I am a mother to a wonderful 17-year-old. Many of you may know him when he started here. I think he was 8 or 9, and now he's almost out of high school, and that takes up all my mental space. I've been working in higher education for about 23 years, and most of that time predominantly in housing, although I've worked with fraternity, sorority life, campus events, and other leadership type programs. What brought me to CSU? Prior to coming here, I worked at a smaller for-profit university, or actually it was a college, in Detroit. And it was a really, really, really good experience, but what I immediately realized is that I wanted a bigger environment, more team, and just a more traditional student experience, and saw opportunity at CSU, and here I am today.
We're so fortunate to have you here.
Thank you.
I have one more question for you. Could you please describe how University Housing collaborates across areas in HDS?
I can, and my first thought was how do we not collaborate? Like, where are the spaces we were missing from? But I like to describe it, at least this year alone, as like a wheel. And University Housing is kind of at the center of that wheel. And then we have all the spokes that branch out to other areas on campus. As we do things from welcoming students to campus and their onboarding experience, working with enrollment, admissions, orientation, transition programs, we deal with the daily life of students. And so we partner with support programs, conflict resolution, case management, counseling center, all the ways a student might need support to live on campus. Then we do the educational and academic pieces, and we partner with learning communities, academic partners. We do all types of programs and curriculum to really engage with the academic experience. And we are a significant internal partner because our work touches everything all around within HDS. And so we have daily partnerships with facilities, significant partnerships with our Mountain campus. We make sure we hold an image with our communications and marketing, and those are just some examples on how in that center spot we pretty much do everything, Nicole. We do everything, but we can't do any of it without everybody else. And so that's one of the glories at CSU.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Housing is a complex workhorse you all are.
So yes,
thanks,
ma'am.
Thanks for everything you
yes,
do
ma'am.
And supporting our students.
Thank
and
you.
Also supporting HDS.
Thank you. We've got a great staff, and so it makes it really easy.
Thank you. Up next, I have Kirsten here with me. Kirsten, can you tell me about your role and how you support University Housing Operations?
Hi, I am currently working at the front desk, so I'm the first line of defense when students come in the door, and I help them, I answer their questions, I point them in the right directions, and sometimes we perform miracles by finding housing for them on very short notice. My job is also to work on the emails, so I respond to all the emails, regardless of whether it's from students, staff, other departments, and just Helena said, we're a spoke in the wheel there, too. So we go out in many directions, even through the email or the front desk.
Well, you're always a friendly face up front, and you're now moving upstairs. Is that correct?
That is correct. I will be supporting the executive team in a couple of weeks while we train our new person to be at the front desk, who I expect to be just as friendly and lively as I am.
Well, thank you for everything you've done for housing downstairs, and we look forward to having you upstairs in Palmer. Continuing to support all of HDS operations.
That is correct. Thank you.
I have one more question for you. Can you tell me a fun fact about yourself?
I love watching birds. I liked one of the beautiful things about moving to Fort Collins is that there are so many places to see so many kinds of birds. So I like to take my binoculars and my camera and go see all the birds of California. I mean, of Colorado. I'm sorry, I'm from California. All the birds from Colorado.
Do you have a favorite?
I actually like the eagles, so the bald eagle. Being able to see that up close and personal is pretty awesome.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
And last but not least, we have Melissa here with us. The first question I have for you is, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for University Housing?
Yes, of course. So I'm a coordinator of residential success. I supervise all the residence halls on the north side of campus, so from Westfall to Allison. And a little bit about myself, I'm a CSU alum. I graduated in 2011, and so I was gone for about 6-7 years, and then now I'm back, and it's been really wonderful to be back here at CSU and at Fort Collins. So.
Wonderful. What did you study?
Business administration.
Great. Yeah. Well, we are also happy to have you return with us. And I have one more for you, Melissa. What is something that you really enjoy about working here in HDS?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say I always really love working with our student staff. This year, I've had the opportunity to work more closely than I normally would have in another year, and it's been really lovely having one-on-one time with them and being a part of like the little moments in their day. And so that's been a really lovely part of my job this year.
It's beautiful. The small things matter.
So. Definitely.
And to conclude us up, I have one question I'd like all of you to go around and answer. In each of your unique roles, how do you support student success?
Okay, I'll go first. gosh, it is the core of what we do, and I pause like that because it's been a year where you have to remember that everything is to support student success. Like every single thing, the hard days, the good days, the tough conversations. But I think I have the fortunate opportunity to have a seat at the table. You know, there are bigger tables, but the tables I sit at, I'm able to navigate difficult situations, advocate for students, move through bureaucracy that, you know, all students don't come with understanding, remove red tape. And honestly, as Kirsten said, like make miracles happen. You know, we get to make magic. And I think every staff in the department has that opportunity if they look for it. But on purpose, I every day, gosh, that hit me. That was a hard moment. Every day, just try to look for what are we doing? Who's it going to benefit? How's it going to benefit? And realize that I may never know. I may never know that someone has a miracle, but I work hard to make sure that I'm putting them in a position to be successful.
For me, helping with student success is helping them navigate how housing works, if we have an exemption, put them through that process so they're successful. You know, answering a multitude of questions, having to know a little bit about all the departments so that I can tell the student, okay, we can't help you here, but this is where you can go. And that really helps them because they feel like it's kind of a one-stop shop. They don't have to go to all the different departments. I can give them all the information they need. And again, more miracles, like the miracle we just had helping a student from last night to this morning, getting them emergency housing. That's a big joy in my life.
I would say I've been thinking about this a lot in my doctorate program that I'm in right now. And a lot of times as practitioners, we think of student success as revolving around retention and closing the equity gap. But I think for students, more often than not, it comes down to that sense of belonging and feeling like someone has seen them and that they have a support system away from home. So the way that that looks like for me is when students tell me they have a concert or they're in a play, making sure that I show up for them and that they know that there's someone that's there.
Thank you.
That was
all really touching. I really was. Thank you. I want to thank you all very much for participating in the Spotlight Series. It was wonderful to learn more about University Housing and a few of its fabulous staff members. As always, HDS thanks you for tuning in to this week's podcast, where we look to create a learning organization through training, skill development, and growth for HDS staff. Next week, you can join us to learn more about dining services. Take care.